Alex Golish is bringing a new level of energetic accountability to the football program. Welcome in to the Friday Eve edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name...
Yo, we got football today.
We do. Hall of Fame tonight.
Football game today. I'm so excited.
Cardinals, Panthers. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and this is the Barn Social Hour. Graham, let's just hop right into it. It has been a busy day for the Auburn Tigers at day two of
official practice.
Yeah, official practice. And I'll kind of just throw it to you because there's been some quotes and some videos put out by our very own Zach Blackerby that are really good. That honestly, one of them gets me really fired up. There's a quote that gets Graham really fired up. So we'll kind of go quote video for those that are listening. We'll kind of describe what happens in the videos. But Graham, I kind of throw it to you and to kick things off here today.
Yeah. So kind of just, you know, searching social media world, seeing anything I could find from, you know, the past 2 days, really just today. And I found this quote. Justin Hogenson tweeted it out. And basically it says, every dropped pass at Auburn practice comes with pushups, not just for the receivers. Alex Golish is down on the ground doing them too. And he says that there's a bigger reason why. So then there's a direct quote from Golish himself on team accountability. He says, if everybody's going to do pushups because somebody dropped the ball, well, if I'm over there, I'm part of the problem too. I'm going to do them. I'm going to be accountable and I'm going to build trust in that. That absolutely fires me up. Like there's nothing else ever. Like that. I
love it.
We have not had a coach like this in a long time. That is like doing pushups on the ground with the team. I know Hugh wasn't doing that.
No.
Honestly, Harson would be one to do that just because he would look like a, you know, gym freak. Mm-hmm. I, as much as I love Gus Malzahn, to the day I die, I don't think Gus Malzahn was doing that.
Chizik wasn't doing that.
I absolutely like, and this like, you know, like this resonates with players so much. I had a coach in high school that, you know, at some points was doing up downs with us, you know, and when we were doing them, and that means a lot to a player, seeing your coach kind of do, you know, be involved and do the things that you're doing. And so I love this move by Golish, and I like literally cannot get enough of it.
Yeah, dude. I love how, again, it goes down to the first press conference when he was introduced as the head coach. Whenever someone was like, you know, you're going to play any golf? Like, you got any other interests while you're down here? And he said, nope, I'm a football coach through and through. That's all you get. That's all everyone wants. That's what I want to do. And purely football coach right here from this guy. So this just proves that point even further. He is, you know, doing what we need to do as a football coach. I like it a lot. I think a lot of fans will appreciate this. And, you know, as we progress further in this episode, we'll show you, because there's one clip in particular I love it, because last time we were like, you know, we were getting all types of weird videos of Hugh Freeze at practice and everything. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. But it's
this year, bro.
Yeah, I just like the vibe. It's just so much. I don't know how to. I can't really put into words. It just seems like the vibe is better.
It's also clear that Golish does not want to waste 1 second of the time that he has at practice. There was, you know, reports coming out yesterday at the first practice. So like the team has like these assistants basically that are in charge of, they're students most of the time from Auburn, and they're kind of in charge of setting up the drills. You know, setting up everything before the team gets there so that it's already ready to go by the time they get there. Mm-hmm. And there was an example yesterday where I think it was our defensive end coach was like yelling and getting on to one of the assistants for not having the drill exactly ready how he wanted it. And like it's apparently just like a mad rush, you know, between periods of getting these drills ready to go. So that by the time that the team, you know, finishes one drill, they can sprint to the next and get immediately started into the next drill, not wanting to waste a second on anything and wanting to get as much work in as possible. And I just feel like that is something that we haven't seen at Auburn. Like, you know, just like the intensity and the urgency to get things done. I feel like we haven't seen at Auburn in the last couple of years, really in the last, you know, since I've really been involved with, you know, following Auburn this closely. So super awesome to see that.
Yeah, I just you know, we'll talk about it with other videos here in a minute, but yeah, let's move on to you want to do one of the videos?
Yeah, we can.
Which one do you want to do? The one that I like is the one where he's getting on the player. We can talk about that one.
I bet.
Talking about accountability, but I'm not sure which player he is getting on, but he, you can kind of, if you use your imagination, he's cussing out this player, like dog cussing him out. And if you listen close, you can hear what he's saying. But I love this because Hugh Freeze was really kind of, I don't know what you would call it, pandering our guys, like just kind of, you know, babying them in a way, it felt like, based off just what I've heard and what I've seen. And the whole Jackson Arnold thing, oh, we're going to, like, you know, make the DBs play off to, you know, instill confidence in our quarterback. Like, this is just an example of not that, for sure, because Golish is, he is going to get in your face, regard, like, he loves you, but at the same time, he's going to let you know if you suck or not. And in this case, he gets in, is this a DB he's getting on, or?
No, it's Brian Williams Jr.
Okay. So he basically is saying, like, run the damn route, essentially. You're wasting my effing time. But we have the video right here, if you want to throw that up real quick.
Yeah. Over exaggerated. When did you ever have the ball hanging out?
I love that.
Can't really hear what you're saying through the music, but yeah.
No, yeah, the music was really loud today, apparently, which is, I love that too. Just another example of culture change that's going on right now with this new coaching regime. But essentially, the receiver ran the route wrong, and he was also getting on him prior to getting closer into his face about, you know, how bad the route was. He was basically saying, you need to exaggerate it more, and also, why are you holding the ball up that far? Basically teaching ball security. Like, Hugh Freeze would just be like, all right, next. You know, there wasn't really a whole lot of coaching going on. It was like he was, again, it's like he had to be somewhere, like he had a tee time. Oh, wait.
It did feel more hands off with Hugh. I do agree with that. Like, I do feel like I didn't see, and I also didn't see a ton from last year. I'm going to be completely honest, but no. I didn't see a ton of like hands on stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, with Hugh than I am with Golish. Like, for like the next video that we'll show in just a minute is like another example of like something that I don't think Hugh would have done.
Yeah, but I like the fire that he's coaching with, because again, he loves these guys to death, but he's not going to baby them. He's not going to treat them like a youth pastor like Hugh Freeze was. He's going literally, like, if they have to have their ass kicked, he's going to do it. He's going to do it, and he's not afraid to do it. That's what a football coach does. He's not worried about golf. He's not worried about making the environment feel like a church camp. He's not like, that's not the point here. We're playing football. We're trying to kill somebody. That is the point.
And so I think it's refreshing. I think another part of it too was with Hugh was that he was scared to coach a guy up too hard because he didn't want them to leave. Like, you know, there's some players out there, like if you coach them or like they don't like the way that you coach them or talk to them, then they're just going to leave. And I don't think Golish is afraid of that. He's going to be like, I'm going to coach you how I'm going to coach you. You don't like that, then get out. I don't care. I'll find somebody to replace you.
Well, and this team compared to last year's, we don't have a lot of me monsters on this team compared to last year. Loved Cam Coleman when he was here, but he was a me monster. Eric Singleton, I have no idea. He didn't seem like one, but who knows? Jackson Arnold kind of had that vibe too. So I don't know, but Cam Coleman for sure was definitely a culprit in that. And there was obviously the culture was not great. You had Amari Alston last year just be like, yeah, I'm out, I'm done. You know, midway through the year when it got tough, he was like, I quit, I'm jumping ship. Because that's what really bad teammates do.
I don't blame that on him.
100%. Well,
yeah. A part of that big reason there is that he had been in and out of injury. Mm. He wanted to redshirt the rest of the year, clearly because he wasn't going to play. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, we're going to play you.
Yeah, the optics weren't great.
It wasn't, but
we just lost, right? I can't remember who it was we played prior to that, but it was not great because it's like, oh, we lost. Hey, I'm out. What? What do you mean? You know what I mean? So Who knows? But yeah, what are we got another quote? Or are we going to do another video?
Yeah, I got another quote, and then we'll do the last video. This was also coming from practice. Basically, Golsh, it came out what we learned today that they've had officials at every practice, which I love. And basically, the quote from Golsh about that was that we just try to make that the time that we have on the field as close to game like as possible. As you possibly can for really everybody, which is so awesome. Again, that's a small detail that I think will make a big impact. You know, if you have officials that are calling, you know, your fouls and your penalties, then when you do that in practice consistently and you get called for, you're going to stop doing it. And then when you stop, because, you know, there's a lot of times, you know, especially on the offensive line, like there's holding every play on the offensive line.
Oh.
You are taught to hold. That is how you're supposed to block. You're supposed to grab them in the middle, like, you know, in their chest area and hold them.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, if a defender gets off of you a little bit and you're out, you know, reaching, holding, then you're going to get called for that. And if you don't have officials at practice and you consistently do that, and or say you're, you know, a little too handsy as a DB on a receiver and you consistently do that over and over again, and you're not getting called to practice, that's going to translate into your game because that's how you're practicing every single week. If you have officials at your practices like Golsh has brought in and they are calling this consistently, that's teaching you that, hey, I can't do this. I have to fix what I'm doing so that I'm not getting called. And then by the time it gets to game time, your technique is better because you are getting called for the things that you're not supposed to be doing at practice. So that way you're not doing it in the game. Hopefully that, you know, will show, because Auburn's had a problem the last couple of years under the former coaching staff of like penalties. We racked up penalties. It's like when it came to false starts was a massive one the last 2 years, unfortunately. Holding
false starts were really, I think, our Achilles heel at the O-line to me.
They were last year for sure. Hopefully that changes this year with basically a new squad, but man, it's I really do like having officials there.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think a lot of it had to do with, as far as the false starts go, we had literally a, you know, partially deaf player on our team that couldn't hear claps or, you know, anything whenever there was a loud crowd. So that, you know, played a big factor into it. But I like the idea of having officials there. It helps get your mind right for basically like your mental state for a game day. Like, you know what to expect and you know what the, you know, the referees are going to be looking for. I know every crew is different, so hopefully they're kind of rotating the crews, I guess you can say. But it's still a good thing, I think, 100%. But yeah, moving on from that, we have another video, which I really like this, because
I'm not going to pull this video up because my StreamYard is messing up.
Oh no. Not good.
I'll just
describe it. Basically, yeah. It's Alex Golsh, doing a DB drill with the DBs, and his footwork isn't that bad. I'm not going to lie. And everyone in the comments was like, bro, sign to a 10-day right now. Do it. First ever player coach in SEC history. But it just it made me laugh seeing that, because, like, I, to my knowledge, I haven't seen a, besides, like, you know, Nick Saban, who played DB at, what, Kent State, I think, right? He wouldn't, like, get out there and do footwork, but at least he would, like, walk on the field and, like, kind of do, like, a walkthrough version of it. But seeing Golsh do this is very refreshing too, because, again, Hugh Freeze wasn't doing this. Brian Harsin wasn't doing this. Love Gus Malzahn, like Graham said, he wasn't doing this. I don't think Chizik or Tubby were doing this. So it's cool to see that how hands-on he is. It's definitely different, but I think it's a good different, if that makes sense. I'm a big fan of it for sure. But you know what else I'm a big fan of? Is AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn at AUShirts.com. You see some of the options on your screen now. The Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt. That's a Golsh quote. If you know, you know. The Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have some other options, including some mugs on the website as well. We add new styles weekly. So again, if you are sporting any gear from AUShirts.com during football season, whether it be in Atlanta when we play Baylor, at a home game in Jordan-Hare, at your tailgate around campus, or you're just throwing a party at home and you're just chilling watching the game, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all the above. that you are sporting your gear for MayuShirts.com, and we will shout you out on the show. I'm not kidding when I say that. I cannot wait to see some submissions this coming football season, whether you are absolutely losing your voice in Jordan Hare, or you're at a road game even losing your voice, supporting your Auburn Tigers. But again, go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. That is AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner, then buyauburn.com is a great place for you to go to get your business on a massive index full of other companies that is run and owned by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn fan base and the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is a great place for you to go to support that. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do that. Every time, you know, it's like when someone adds their business to buyauburn.com, it's by the handfuls. Like we're not kidding when we say that. It's every day. It is handfuls of businesses being added. So again, if you know anyone with, you know, Auburn ties, they have a local business, let them know about buyauburn.com. Grant, moving on to the back end of the show, it was kind of some breaking news today regarding former or current, I don't know how it's going to be, Florida State quarterback Thomas Castellanos. If you remember, he beat Alabama, and after that, he was like, all right, deuces, that's it for me this season. Just didn't play good after that. But the judge granted, if y'all remember, the 2022 class an extra year of eligibility. But for some reason, Thomas Castellanos and his team are suing the NCAA for an injunction for a fifth year. And I'm assuming it's because they think something is going to happen with it being turned over potentially. Not really sure. Very odd. So something to keep an eye on, I guess, going into the weekend.
I'm reading a little bit on it right now. So it says that the former FSU quarterback reportedly plans to sue the NCAA for access to the transfer portal following a federal ruling involving members of the 2022 recruiting class, which basically is saying that, obviously, you know, Florida State has moved on from Tommy Castellanos, as they've already announced former Auburn Tiger quarterback Ashton Daniels will be their, you know, QB1 going forward this year.
Good for him, by the way.
Yeah, I love that for Ashton. I wish Ashton would have stayed. That would have been awesome. I really, really liked Ashton.
Me too.
But obviously, that's kind of insinuating that Florida State's moved on and they are, you know, starting a new chapter with quarterback. They didn't have a ton of success with Tommy Castellanos last year. They beat Bama, that's true. But other than that, it wasn't a ton of success. They didn't have a great year. And so, it sounds like he wants to be able to come back to play college sports, but not play at Florida State, which will be interesting. But also, I think he went undrafted. And when he signed early on, I think he was like, or it might have been before the draft or anything like that, but he was doing practice reps as a wide receiver. So I think there was a potential of changing there from quarterback to wide receiver, which, I mean, it would make sense. He's very quick, very shifty, was a really good running quarterback.
Yeah, he's very agile.
Yeah, so I could see that. I mean, hey, whatever helps you get back on the field, you got to do what it takes, you know, whether that's, you know, stay a quarterback or become a wide receiver. But yeah, it's a very interesting story to see how this will all play out.
Yeah, it's similar to, I don't know if you remember it, which obviously it's from when he went to college to the NFL, former Ohio State quarterback Braxton Miller. Remember, he was really good at quarterback at Ohio State. Then he gets to the NFL, and it was not really looking good for him. And then he decided, hey, I'm going to switch positions and go to wide receiver. And he did all right for like a year or two, I think. And then after that, it kind of fell off, but it can be done.
What was the name you just said?
Braxton Miller. He got drafted by the Texans, and I think he ended up playing receiver for like
a year. Okay. So there's another SEC player that has done that too. Felipe Franks. I don't know if many people remember him. He was a quarterback for Florida.
No way.
Way back in like 2019, around that time. And has recently changed in the NFL to, he played tight end for the Falcons for a minute. That looks like right now he's currently a tight end for the Carolina Panthers. But, you know, another example of, hey, like, you know, you're not going to be able to play quarterback in this league, but we could put you on the field a different way. If you, you know, switch to tight end, because he was a, I mean, he was like 6'6", something. He was massive. I can tell you right now.
Is he with the Panthers currently?
Yeah, so he's currently with the Panthers. According to ESPN, he is. This might be his first year with the Panthers, though. I'm not entirely sure.
In the Hall of Fame game, we might get Franks tonight.
Okay, it looks like... All right, it looks like he's maybe, I don't know, maybe he's not in the league anymore at all. But this says 2022 was with the Falcons, 2024 was with the Panthers, 2025 was back with the Falcons. So
interesting.
But I mean, he played in 2022, he played in 11 games, 2024, he played in 16 games, 2025, he played in 17 games.
Okay.
Interesting. Hold on, I am confused. Did they put him on defense?
Interesting.
I think they might have. Unless there's a spot, this might be special teams, but I mean, he's got stats for. He's got 11 total tackles in 2025, 8 solo, 3 assists, a fumble recovery in 2024. That could be special teams.
Yeah, that sounds like.
But receiving, he's got 3 targets in 2024 for 12 yards.
Ripe, no. Oh, goodness.
He's got some rushing stats, too. Interesting.
But yeah, it's interesting to see how the Thomas Castellanos situation is going to play out because, again, I'm not surprised by anything anymore with college sports. It is a mess, and I know that they're potentially going to vote on the College Sports Act, even though there has been some people it's either in the House, I think is where it's headed to next, if I'm thinking right. I don't know. I can keep up with politics like that, like my sister does. But apparently there's some people that are opposing it that said literally on arrival they will vote no without hesitation, which sucks. I don't know why, but whatever. I don't know. It's just the way that D.C. does their politics, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything?
Nope. That's it.
Cool. Well, yeah, I will say that these quotes and videos from practice today are very encouraging. If you're an Auburn fan, I think you need to be encouraged. I'm not saying get your hopes up or anything, but I guess to be more excited, you know, recruiting is one thing with Alex Golish and him being able to do what he's done with the coaching staff in the offseason was truly remarkable in a year where, you know, coming off a really bad football season, going into, you know, uncertainty with a, you know, a head coach that hasn't played in the SEC yet and or coached in the SEC yet, and then was able to pull off what he did during the offseason with the recruiting class, potentially a top 10 recruiting class just outside of it, like by like, I think we're in the 11th or 12th spot, but you know, some polls have us at 10. So, you know, take that as you will, but it's very encouraging to see him doing this at practice. I'm really excited for the future of this season, and hopefully we can get some wins under our belt where he can stay for a while, because I'm tired of the 3-year rotation, if you will, that we've had. Because last time I checked, Auburn is a campus university and football team. We're not a revolver. But yeah. Well, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain. And as always,
enjoy as this airs. You know, we are 23 minutes in. The game should have started around 23 minutes ago. Go watch football. It's on right. As soon as you finish this, go turn that on and go enjoy that. We're finally back. Football is back.
I might watch a quarter because I'm seeing Spider-Man again for the third and final time tonight.
I will be watching the whole game. Football so much. It's like Kenny Pickett versus Carson Beck. Let's go.
Last year I watched, who was it in the Hall of Fame game? The Chargers and
I can't remember.
But KLS, you know, was playing for the Chargers.
Scored. And
he popped off. Yeah, he popped off in that game. Yeah. He had a good game. So, yeah, so shout out to, you know, everyone involved. Hopefully, you know, we get some a good quality game tonight. It's Panthers-Cardinals. They're kind of been the – Panthers are kind of more on the upside. They're turning it on. Cardinals. Do what? Yeah, it's football.
And I don't care. I don't care who's playing. It's football. It's real, live football.
It's football. Football. No. And it's honestly going to be very satisfying when we kick off because we've had so much. We've had just a soccer filled summer and nothing against soccer. I'm ready for American football. I'm sorry. I'm ready for actual scoring and high tempo games and just SEC football in the fall. I'm ready for it, and I know you are too. Well, again, okay. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, this is the Barnes Social Hour. We will see you guys next time for the Friday edition. Can't wait. Going to be a fun one. I'm having some thoughts on what we can do for that to make it a little fun. But yeah, other than that, we will see you next time. As always, War Damn.
See ya.